Then you're in the banking business, and then there's at some point then you get into real estate?
Yes. I got into real estate because my husband at the time started building houses. The guy that got him to start building houses told him that I ought to sell them. I was tired of working, so to speak, an 8-to-5 job, not realizing that I would now be working 6 o'clock in the morning till midnight, whatever. And so I got my real estate license, and John Housam, Jack Bohannon, and Shel Dietrich fought over me. And I don't know why I negated Jack, because Jack and Marge, I knew his wife real well, and they were really nice. I think maybe they were too calm. But I ended up going with John, and so Shel told everybody, well, she couldn't have sold big houses anyway.
So you went with John Housam, and I have interviewed him.
Yes.
And he actually, somehow your name came up in it.
You were in another city walking
down the street, and pretty soon, he says, Gordana, meet somebody, and she's standing talking in this city that we don't even live in. And so he was pointing out the connection you had to people.
That was a good interview. We were good friends. He and his wife and my husband and I, we went all the time out. We did a lot of traveling.
Well, he sure left his mark on the real estate market.
Absolutely.
So you got your real estate license in, was it, I think, 1971?
Yes.
What was Tulsa like in terms of real estate and the city? And we hadn't started building south yet. Well, let me come back here. I'm going to say, you mentioned your husband at the time. What was your husband's name?
Joe Duca.
Joe Duca.
He was a police officer, and then Mel Waldorf is the one who got him to start building houses.
Okay. And so then you started selling his houses.
Yes.
And that's how you got into it. All right?
Yes.
But tell us about the market and where we were building and how far south. Like, we're at 41st and, say, at Yale. Were we building much south from here?
He was building more east, although he did go south, too. Like, one of the houses was right behind Oral Roberts. So there was a lot of houses that he built in the Jinks School District, because that was the big deal through a lot of the time that people wanted to go to Jinks schools.
So this in the 70s.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Back then, I would door knock and to see if somebody wanted to sell their house, buy a house, or when they advertised their house for sale, I would go knock on their door and try to get the business. I also did the same thing with builders, and because I would go early of a morning and open their houses up and then go back of an evening and close them up, I got a lot of builder's business. And that's what I meant by working from 6 o'clock in the morning until midnight, probably.
Oh, so there were other builders other than Joe.
I handled a lot of builders. I don't remember whether you remember Terry Davis, but he was one of my builders. He was a really good builder.
Let's talk about the price of homes, and let's say, what would be the square footage of some of those houses that were being built then?
3,000.
All right.
Would be 2,500 to 3,000 usually.
And then, so what would a cost of that house be in the 70s?
I think the one behind Oral Roberts sold for, I want to say, 150.
Hmm. Right.
Yeah.
In that ballpark we're talking.
Right.
And those, of course, those were new houses too, brand
right.
new houses. But then you were also selling other houses.
Yes. Yes.
Did you particularly specialize in residential homes, or did you do business? Or
no, I did strictly residential.
Open houses. They still do it today, and you did it back then. Did that pay off for you, having open houses?
Yes, because you met so many people. And to me, the big deal in real estate is meeting people. and especially if you're going to service them. You know, I have to tell you, it's hard for me to give up people, so to speak. And the very first house I ever sold was to Jane and Brian Moran, and he was an associate pastor at First Lutheran. I sold him the house, and then he left and went to, I think it was Memphis, and with another church, and I sold their house then when they left. And I kept up with Jane and Brian for probably at least 15 years. Mm. I did all my employees too, when they would get, their husband would get transferred or something, and even kept up with their kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, it takes an extra effort, but you like doing it.
Yes.
So then that was in 71 when you got your real estate license. Somewhere along the line, you figured, well, I could have my own firm. Why do I need to work for somebody else, right?
No.
No?
What happened, and I found this out later, but it's funny, John Housam had a psychiatrist or something come in and interview his top agents, and I was interviewed. Anyway, that guy told John that I would end up leaving him and have my own company, which was weird, because what happened was one of the builders, in fact, he built Raintree, the condominiums there at 71st and Yale,
okay.
Robert Jones, and he was like a brother to me. I met him through his mother. I'm still friends with his kids and grandkids. He's been gone for about 8 years. Anyway, he called me one day, and he said, I need to talk to you because I'm thinking about opening up my own real estate company, and I'd like to pick your brain. And I said, would you like a partner? And he said, like who? And I said, me. And he said, I'll be by to get you in 30 minutes.
Wow.
And that, I mean, I never thought about it until Robert said that. And because he was building Raintree, he wanted to sell the condos, you know. And that was why he was going to open the company. So we opened the company in 75, and then I bought him out, I think it was in 79.
The real estate company, what was the name of it?
Gordana Duker Realtors, and that was what...
From the beginning?
From the beginning. That's what he wanted. He came up with it. And what is so funny is I didn't have my broker's license. You know, we used his broker's license. John Housam went to the real estate commission and was so mad about it all that now he had it changed. It was too late. But no longer could someone be ahead of a company that using somebody else's broker, and they couldn't have their name on the company if they weren't the broker and the head of it.
So did you find yourself in competition then with John?
Oh, yeah, because a lot of people left John to come to work for me. Not a lot, but a few.
Okay, all right. But there were other companies at the same time in this town. Do you remember some of the others?
Oh, of course. Joe McGraw,
I interviewed him, right?
And, but, you know, Joe was in a different class. He really wasn't. He dealt in higher-priced homes and a different clientele, a wealthy clientele. So he really wasn't, we weren't competitors, and I don't think we ever felt we were. Although I will say that when I got elected to, as president of the Tulsa Real Estate Board, Joe evidently thought he was going to be elected rather than me, and he should have been. So when they announced that I was the new president, he got up and walked out, which I felt terrible. And he's still a dear friend. I saw him not very long ago at the bistro.
All right. Well, about a week ago, I interviewed Roger Erker.
And I know Roger very, very well.
Right. And he and Joe had been together about a week and a half ago. And so Roger Erker was on the scene selling at the same time you were.
Yes, that's how I knew Roger.